Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
Sparkle is all around. We are on location today at Kendra Scott, and we're doing a fun fundraiser for our benefiting two organizations tonight. And Shannon, can you tell us about those?
We can, yes. We're so excited to be at Kendra Scott. We are benefiting Mary Hurst, which is an organization in Louisville that we're going to dive into in just a minute, and then Toys for Tots. So we have partnered with Kendra Scott, who's been so amazing to help reach out to the community to get more involvement with Mary Hurst and also get some donations for Toys for Tots. So tonight, 20% of the proceeds of anything that people buy are going to go towards Mary Hurst. And then if you bring a new unwrapped gift to this party and drop it off for Toys for Tots, they'll give you 15% off your whole purchase, which is fantastic.
Which is super generous that even Kendra Scott does this. So we are really thankful. And just a side note, I think Toys for Tots is picking up toys till next week. So
yeah, we'll put a link in there.
Yes, so we'll make sure that we get that drop date solid for all my Louisville peeps, because I do know they're picking up toys until late next week.
Okay, that's good to know.
So anyways, we do have a expert in the Mary Hurst arena. Yeah. We're here with Paula Gardner.
Garner.
Like Jennifer Garner. I just want to remember this. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to mess this up. And I still like,
sorry.
Yes. I'm sure she gets that a lot.
Yes, I do.
So tell us your position at Mary Hurst.
Yes, I am the chief operating officer at Mary Hurst. And I've been there 21 years.
Yes. So where did you start at Mary Hurst?
Actually, it's funny. I was in graduate school, and I was getting my master's in social work, and Mary Hurst was a practicum option for me. And so I went there to do my practicum and learned a lot that year and loved how they worked with their kids and families. Mm-hmm. And so I was just hooked at that point and became a therapist after I graduated and started there, and then just worked my way through several different positions and into administration eventually. And it's been my life's work.
Mm-hmm. You've seen some amazing stories come out of this place. So tell us more about what is the purpose of Mary Hurst and why is it so influential in Louisville community?
Yeah, well, Mary Hurst is actually the oldest child welfare agency in the state of Kentucky. And we serve children and families in Louisville, but we serve children and families across the state. And so what we really want to do is we want to prevent abuse whenever possible. We want to, when kids have been traumatized or abused, then we want to restore their hope. And we want to really build for them their potential.
Okay, great. And do you have therapists and counselors that are on site 24/7 for the people that are in Mary Hurst?
We do have folks 24/7 to work with our kids. We have traditional therapies, but then we have other enriching therapies like yoga and mindfulness and other music therapy, other kinds of expressive therapies as well.
That's great. And is there any age limit or age that you require people to be in order to be a part of the program, or can anybody who needs help come?
Well, we provide a variety of services. So, for example, in our outpatient counseling services that are in the community, I mean, it can be anyone of any age. That could be a child or an adult. And so we typically work with children and their families in that program. We also have a foster care program, and we foster kids of any age, both boys and girls. And then in our residential programs, we serve girls, and typically it's 11 to 21. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we may take somebody that's a little younger if it's a good fit.
Okay, so in the residence program, what are the qualifications there to enter into that?
So typically those girls are girls that have been put in the child welfare system either because of abuse or neglect or both. And typically they've been in a number of treatment environments, and a lot of times those haven't worked for them for whatever reason. So a lot of times by the time a girl comes to Mary Hurst, this is a lot of times her last option before hospitalization or going out of state to another facility for care. You know, and we don't want any of our children in state's custody or in state's care in Kentucky to have to do that. Mm-hmm. So we work really hard at Mary Hurst to make it their last treatment option.
Okay. And how long has Maryhurst been active in Louisville?
Well, Maryhurst is, we just celebrated 175 years. As I said, we are the oldest
child welfare.
Yes, yes. And we actually have a historical marker now downtown. Yes, so where we first started. So we started in the Portland area, you know, obviously in the 1800s. So, you know, and at the time that was a place where there was, you know, really a lot of riverboat activity. And, you know, there was a lot of prostitution and, right. and that kind of thing. And so the Sisters of the Good Shepherd are the order that started Maryhurst. And they came over at the request of Bishop Flaget. So if you're in the Bardstown area, you might be familiar with Flaget Hospital. So Bishop Flaget made that request and they came over. And the goal there was to work with these girls and these women who were very marginalized and typically didn't have any other options. And really, even back then, work with them and help them develop skills. And, you know, and
it's very progressive.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was.
For 175 years ago.
Yes.
That is a very progressive movement.
Yes, it absolutely. So, as you know, as time has progressed, then Mary, here's one of the things I'm most proud about our work is that we look at what the needs of the community are, and then we evolve to meet those needs. So, you know, as those needs have changed, we have changed, and you know, really right now we are even. In the last, we opened our counseling services program about 3 years ago because we see the need. We want to be part of preventative work.
Right.
We, you know, we really want to get with kids and families when the family's still intact and get them the supports and the skills that they need so that they can remain intact. And so
it's an ongoing service.
Yes, yes.
So this is, so that's recent, within the last 3 years.
The outpatient counseling services, yes.
Have you seen a good response from that?
Yes, we about double in size every year in our counseling services.
Oh,
and so we, right now we have about 200 kids and families that we serve in those services, and we're in the schools. We're able to work with kids in their homes and with their families in their homes, and you know, we've seen a lot of success with that program, even though it's new.
Mm-hmm. What other evolutions have you seen through Maryhurst since you've been here? Going on over 20 years.
Right. Well, when I started, I will say the foster care program had started, but it was very new, and it was something that was started primarily to serve the girls that we served in our residential program, because we were finding that they did well in our program, but they needed homes and they needed families. And so, and we knew that we had the knowledge and the expertise to train the families to be able, you know, to really provide what those girls needed. So we started our foster care program, but then it has really grown. Like I said, now we serve kids of all ages. We serve, you know, boys and girls. We serve sibling groups. And so that's an area where I've seen that evolve. We are always looking at what are the best practices.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we have evolved in since I've been there is providing trauma-informed care. And so really looking at the traditional form of care for our kinds of services are that sort of, like when you go to a doctor, that would be more traditional. You go to the doctor's the expert. The patient comes to the doctor and the doctor tells them what they need and they do it. Well, because of research about trauma and what people who've been through trauma, how they heal best, we adopted a trauma-informed approach, which is, you know, the patient knows best what the client, the child that we're serving and their family, they know best what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, we want to empower them, and we want to empower survivors of trauma and abuse. So they're not just survivors, but they thrive and they reach their full potential.
So
trauma-informed care is one. And I'm very proud of the residential agencies. Maryhurst was the first to bring that to Kentucky. So another thing.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Great.
So,
do you have any success stories of women who you're like, man, this is a...
Yeah.
You're just going to be so inspired by this.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of success stories. And you can imagine, in 21 years, I have seen girls. And a lot of times our girls and our families, they come to us. And like I said, they've been in treatment environments previously. So they come to us and they're a little hopeless. And sometimes they have despair. And they... to watch them go through, and then they come out, and a lot of them graduate from high school. In December, we'll have 7 of our girls who are going to be graduating from high school, and then we'll have more in the spring. A lot of them go on to JCTC or some other college experience,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, to careers, and I mean, most importantly, they are part of healthy families. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really important.
Breaking a cycle.
Right, yeah, right, exactly.
Family, maybe a first generation of
exactly.
breaking a cycle of abuse.
Exactly. So, but what I will say is we had one young lady who was with us, I guess it's probably been about 10 years ago, and she, and a lot of our girls will say, you know, we want to help. And a lot of our girls have so much empathy, mm-hmm. and they want to go on and be in a helping profession. And so she was one of those girls that said, you know, I'm going to be a social worker. I want to do what you all do. Mm-hmm. And she went on and went to college, and we actually have a scholarship program.
Oh, wow.
So we're able to offer scholarships to a number mm-hmm. of our girls who want to go on to college. And she did that, and she got her a bachelor's in social work, and then actually today she graduated with her master's in social work.
Did she really?
Oh,
yes.
That's amazing.
So
yes.
exciting. And so, and her. You know, I know we're going to talk about our Journey of Hope luncheon here in a little bit, but she was our alum of the year at our Journey of Hope luncheon last year.
Oh.
And, you know, and she, at the luncheon, you know, she has three kids. She was getting ready to have her third and has a healthy marriage and a happy family. And that's what it's about.
That's it.
And
love
it's
empowering.
Being able to hear stories where, I mean, again, like the cycle gets broken. So, I mean, she knows that there is something that she can do and that she wants to do, and that you don't have to be stuck in a life that doesn't serve you.
Absolutely.
If you choose not to be.
No, absolutely.
And you make the, you know, the effort and the, you know, have the hard conversations and, you know, get gritty with it. But that's just, I feel like it's just such a blessing to have you guys here to allow women and, I mean, families too, to mm-hmm. a resource where they can feel safe to talk about, you know, what they've gone through, but to find just help and hope.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And also that continuing, that is huge in today's society. I think like it, once you reach 18, you're just like fly a little birdie. But also like mental care is not often talked about. And I love that it's getting more of a stance in today's society. And I think that that's great that you're reaching out to those adults saying, we're here for you. We'll provide a safe place.
Absolutely.
Because when you get older, you don't know, like, do I have a safe place?
Right.
Can I talk to about these issues that still...
I mean,
resonating with me.
Which are embarrassing for a lot of people, or they have a lot of shame wrapped in, mm-hmm. you know, in these
sure.
stories.
Stigma.
And, you know, I'm sure it's a relief for, you know, every person that's going through this to feel that they can just shed that. And it's like, I don't have to come here and put on this, you know, fake face anymore. Mm-hmm. That, no, these black eyes, they came from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is
mm-hmm.
it's hard to go through, but it's nice that they have a place that they feel that they're not getting judged for
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. That's, oh, absolutely.
Everybody has
absolutely.
To.
And that's key to healing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really just the first step of healing, is really being able to come out of that shame and, you know, and really share that and be accepted as you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's just that first step of healing. And so that is what we want to be able to offer.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
It's such a jewel. So, what other ways do you give back, or what other ways can the community give back to Mary Hearst to help fund and keep this amazing organization going within
yes,
our city?
Yes, yes. Well, of course, right now we are in, you know, our holiday season,
mm-hmm.
and so we do take contributions, and we have people in the community who help us to really provide what we want to provide, a special holiday season mm-hmm. for the kids,
mm-hmm.
and we want to help the families that were involved and be able to provide that for their kids.
Sure.
And so, and our kids don't always necessarily have that. So that's one way. Another way, if you're interested in being involved at Mary Hearst or learning a little bit more about Mary Hearst, we have a lunch and learn, and we have that once a month. Our next one is in January.
Okay.
And if you want more information about that, you can go to our website. It's maryhearst.org. And you can look at all that we have them every month, and you can certainly sign up for one of those. It's a great way to just get to know more about us.
Yeah, that's it. And where are those held?
They are held at our Dorsey Lane campus,
okay.
which, you know, in Middletown.
Mm-hmm.
I will say we have program. We've got that's our largest campus. We have a couple group homes, and then we have an office in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
One of our counseling services offices is in Portland. Of course, we have foster homes all over several counties.
Okay. And you do a back to school.
We do a back to school appeal. So you can look for that as we get closer, you know, over the summer, as we get closer to school starting, and we do have that on our website, what the needs are. And so that's a great way to contribute to
Yeah. So what is your highest need, whether it be people or products or things? What are you constantly like, we need this the most? If you're going to help out, this is what we need.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it certainly changes. But we do have a lot, in terms of like individual donors and things that people, we have a lot of kids that come to us with very little in the way of clothing. And a lot of times our kids have moved multiple times, mm-hmm. and so they may not have all the things that they had with them. So we will take gift cards anytime, because that way we can help our kids be able to go and purchase what they need.
Sure.
And so that is always a great gift.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Nice. That's easy.
Yeah. It's very easy. And you know, Target or Walmart or, you know, any of those places are great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mentioned before that you have some enrichment activities that your campus provides, and I think you mentioned yoga.
Yes.
What do you see? I mean, do you see a difference in people that take part in yoga as far as helping to cure, or not cure, but to heal?
Yes. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, of course, being able to calm and regulate yourself, mm-hmm. for any of us is important.
This is true. Yes,
you know,
true.
But even, you know, we find when people have been through trauma, you know, it is more, I mean, the emotions, at times it's difficult to be regulated. And so learning skills and ways to do that, and so yoga is one of those ways. And we do see that, you know, we have folks who come on our campus and do yoga with our girls, and it can be very, very powerful. It can be very effective. Mm-hmm. We've also had people come and do mindfulness, mm-hmm. With our girls, and I actually participated with our girls in a couple of those classes recently.
That's
and
great.
I was amazed at watching our girls when we would start the group and when they would finish the group. And then the neat thing was, I would hear that, you know, somewhere in the middle of the week between groups, a girl would be getting upset about something, and she would say, "Oh, I've got to go get, you know, my worry stone," or whatever. So,
So they're taking it in,
mm-hmm. and they're learning to use it, you know, in a way that suits them, which is what we want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great. And I love that, because then you get to adjust it to your lifestyle, and you can implement it into something that, you know, this really does work. I mean,
yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
I love that you guys are giving them a resource that, you know, is a beneficial tool they can use, you know, down the road.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. We're huge yoga fans.
Yes, I love it.
No matter what healing is going on, mm-hmm. I think just moving with your body and your mind and your breath is always beneficial. No matter what you've gone through, it helps.
Absolutely.
I mean, it teaches you that you have control over mm-hmm. it too, mm-hmm. Which I feel probably for a lot of abuse victims, you don't feel like you have control over much.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of what you've come through, is that, you know, somebody has taken that power away from you.
Right.
And so, yeah, being able to be empowered is really, really key.
So the way that I found out about Mary Hurst was through my mom. She worked close with the Journey of Hope Luncheon.
Yes.
And when I first went, I was like, this is amazing. I thought, I didn't really know what Mary Hurst was, although being around for 175 years, I'm not 175 years old, but being lived here all of my life, I never even knew what Mary Hurst was. And it was a huge thing for my mom when she retired to give back to the community.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
I went and I did the luncheon, and I was blown away. Mm-hmm. So I would love to speak about that. We have Liz, who's going to jump on and talk about it.
Yes, Liz.
So, come on over.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Come on up to the microphone.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I know.
No problem.
So we have a dynamic duo here tonight.
We do. This is super fun.
Yeah. So, like I just said, we were talking about the Journey of Hope, and you were...
Yes.
You were quiet in that one. That's your main baby. So tell us more about what is your primary goals with that?
Well, Journey of Hope is our signature fundraiser. So for us, it's about sharing the transformational stories and also really engaging the community and asking them to help in our mission. So it is definitely a fundraiser, but it's incredible. And I'm sure, you know, you were there. And every year we have these amazing young women share their success stories. And I don't know, I think Paula was talking about some of our successes, but today last year's Journey of Hope alum, or our speaker. She just graduated today with her master's in social work.
That is just so absolutely exciting.
She's going to give back to her community, which is even
exactly
better.
Exactly, right? And so we have those. We have so many of those stories. And the Journey of Hope Luncheon is that opportunity for us to share that mission and those stories with the community. And they truly are transformational. And I think that comes across in the program. And, you know, I hear so many people come out of the Journey of Hope Luncheon just wanting to know what else they can do for Mary Hearst.
That's how I left it.
Right.
Well, you went the first year and I wasn't able to come, but she's like, listen, you put this on the calendar for next year.
We're going to go.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
And I think I've been the past 2 years and it is, I mean, there's not a dry eye on the house. Because you hear these stories and you feel so connected just in how inspiring and how, you know, someone can come over adversity like that. And it's just, I just love it. I mean, I love a comeback story, but I love it more when it's an empowerment, when someone finds that they do have the power and they're not giving it away ever again.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, yes,
girl. I mean, you guys are raising warriors.
You are.
Absolutely.
You are. Yes.
And I mean, you know, almost every girl there, it's a comeback story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Journey of Hope is really highlighting all of those comeback stories for families, you know, in all of our programs. And I think, you know, they're so inspirational to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at Mary Hearst for over 10 years now, and I love it. And I love the Journey of Hope Luncheon because I get to share what I see every day with the community.
Yeah, I love that. You get to.
Yes.
More, you don't have to. You get to.
Absolutely.
You get a chance.
That's how you know you're doing the right thing.
Right. You use those words.
It's not a right.
Yeah, and those wasn't forced. It was welcomed.
I love that.
I let the audience know the date of Journey of
Hope?
We'll also post on our website. Yes, please promote all
the
things.
Well, it is Tuesday, May 21st at the Marriott Downtown in Louisville, and tickets are already on sale. They are $50 for an individual ticket, and you can also buy a table for $500, as well as many corporate sponsorships. We've got over 40 companies that are corporate sponsors and partners of us, including our presenting sponsor, Churchill Downs. You know, and it's awesome to see these corporations wanting to give back and wanting to be a part of this and continue and further our mission. So I'm excited about this year. We've got lots of things coming up. We'll keep those to ourselves, so it's a nice surprise for everybody.
We want to be surprised at these lineups.
Right?
I know. They're so good.
So you mentioned the individual tickets as well as the table, but what if you have a business and you want to donate something? Is there a silent auction? Are there gift baskets? What else can companies do, small or large?
We've had a raffle in the past, but this year we are not going to have a raffle. We are actually going to have a package that anybody who attends will be entered to win. So it will combine lots of beauty, wellness, our typical restaurant gift cards and such. So we just want, we want people to come, and we want people to listen to the powerful stories and be there with us and with our success stories and our kiddos. So
you just want to get them there,
listen to the story and find out what you're all about.
Yeah.
I truly believe that, because women want to support other women, and not only that, once they feel supported, they get back to their community immediately. They want they want to water that garden that helped water
them.
Absolutely. So, and I love that you guys are here helping them do that one step at a time,
or one tear at a time. If you go to this luncheon, you will be like bawling. Don't wear the waterproof mascara.
No, I'm pretty sure they have tissues at every table.
Yes.
If not, we need to put them on there.
I was thinking that, you know, it's like maybe that's what we put as a centerpiece, is your, you know, as
Kleenex
container.
So or maybe you look for Kleenex to be a sponsor. Like,
yes.
If you don't mind.
Wouldn't Kleenex be the best sponsor?
I would.
Kleenex, if you're out there, if you're listening.
Of course. We talk to faux people all the time. We're like, hey, if you're listening, Michelle Obama.
Yeah. Right.
We never know.
Yes, Michelle Obama, if you're listening, we'd love to invite you to the Journey of Hope Luncheon. You don't have to pay $50 for a ticket. We'll let you in.
We got you. Crazy's in all. Right. We'll that cost.
We'll get a table. She can sit at ours.
Yes, right.
That's good. That's good.
Well, thank you so much for coming out here, ladies.
Thank you so much.
And, well, when we close our show, we'd like to add some fun questions. So,
come back over here,
Paula. Do you want me to give her?
No, we're going to ask you.
Yep. Okay.
So we like to know whether
if you're a coffee drinker, do you have like a special, like, this is my jam?
Yes.
Call it a fancy coffee, or do you just...
Café au lait.
Café au lait.
With
okay.
soy milk.
With soy milk.
The three right. Splendas. Two Splendas. But three if I really...
If you're really doing the
push. Yes, yeah. That's my go-to.
Cafe Away. Okay.
Yeah, an iced chai latte in the summer.
Ooh, an iced chai latte.
A chai is good all year round.
I know.
Yeah. I've just found that. It's just so warming.
It is.
Put you in a good mood.
It's, like, it's like the perfect blend of spice.
It really
is. It's not overpowering. Mm-hmm. I love chai.
I do too.
We don't hear enough that as an option.
I don't think anyone's ever said chai. Yeah.
Might be our first chai.
Really?
Our first chai. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know how big in texting you are or on Instagram, but do you have a favorite emoji that you're using right now?
I mean, I mostly use the one with the tongue sticking out.
Yeah.
But that one. I mean, you know, I'm not. My friends make fun of me. I don't know. Like, often they'll call me or text me and they're like, where are you? I'm like, the phone's in the other room. I don't carry it with me. This is a bad person.
It's not an appendage.
No, it's bad. Or it's on silent for days because I forget to turn it back on. It's really
you're in airplane mode like 7 days a week.
Yeah, so, yeah. But I mean, you know, I use them if the, you know, occasion calls for it.
Okay, all right.
What about you, Paula? You can step in.
Yeah.
I love the switching back and forth.
I know, it's great.
It's so great.
Fun. We don't have enough room for this in our studio closet, so it's nice that we've got, you know.
I know. We're at the color bar, too.
This is great.
Oh, okay. If you were going to make something at the color bar today, Ms. Paula, what would you want to make?
Are you like an earrings person or a necklace person?
I am more of a necklace person.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I like, they've got a lot of fun stuff.
They really do.
It's amazing.
The store has some really cool things. I'm really excited to, I didn't even know they had like scents, but I'm actually very excited
absolutely.
To check out. Cause it smells so nice when you walk in. I don't expect
it's not overpowering, which is key.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like it's lovely. Spraying it out to the mall, but it's really like welcoming. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. So you would go team necklace. Are you more of like a delicate or a statement?
I am more of a delicate. Yes. Mm-hmm. I really like a delicate necklace. And so, and you know, so I'm a little with a little bling, but not too much.
Okay.
You have another question?
No, go ahead.
Do you have a coveted Christmas gift that you're asking for this season?
Oh gosh, the Christmas gift question. Actually, a couple of my Christmas gifts have come from here, Kendra Scott. And I know that because I bought them myself. I make sure that I get what I want. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I really am a big fan of massage.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm hoping for some nice massage gifts.
Now, are you a deep tissue or like a relaxing type?
Well, I really like deep tissue.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like get in there.
Yeah. If you're gonna do it,
I want like elbows. I mean, if you use your feet or your knee.
Maybe you're holding your breath like a little.
Oh,
yeah.
Here
yeah.
she is. That's a that's a good one. Yeah. Like you're like, oh man, no, that's gonna hurt.
That's right. They're like, breathe. I'm like, I'm trying. Give me a second.
They're like, let go. I'm like, I am letting go.
Yeah.
But you found the spot. That's it.
Yeah.
I feel like you got a couple pieces of jewelry and a massage.
I know.
That's a good one.
You can rule the world with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's true. You give the girl right piece of jewelry.
And some zen.
She's taken over. Yeah.
Some zen and some jewelry. We're done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I really seriously, this was amazing. And we hope that we at least get back a little bit tonight.
Yes.
But you can count us in for the Power of Hope.
Yes. Power two. Yeah. Power
and
journey.
Power and the journey of hope. Yes. That's awesome. Well, it's been great to be able to talk about Mariners. Thank you for this opportunity because, you know, it's a wonderful work. And I think something that our community really, you know, benefits from, and it's a privilege to be there doing the work. So thank you.
You get to do it.
I do. I get to do it.
It's
really true.
All right. We'll provide all the information on our show notes and then share on our social media as well for all of our listeners. All right.
Yes. Thank you guys.
Thank you for having us.